Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is sponsored by Southern Climate Solutions, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. You can call, you can text 850-437-1620. Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jenna. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just going to go ahead and let everybody know I sound nasally. Our air conditioning broke, and so me and the humidity do not mix. Okay.
Well, you're listening to the right person then, Jenna.
I know. I need to fly a flag. Like, come help me, please. Like, SOS, please. Just want to preface that. But I'm so excited to talk to you today. I know that the last time, it's been a minute since we've talked. You've had so much going on. And you came out with, what was it? Shield.
That's right. Right. We did. And really, really excited about the product. I just love it because, you know, really with all of our research, you know, we've run into so many people, municipalities and different businesses that are trying to find something to protect themselves from COVID and being able to open up with confidence. So we've done all the research for people, right? And trying to find the right thing. And I just love this new product. It's a UVC LED light array that we utilize induct to continually purify the air. I mean, it is incredibly powerful, eliminates 99.9% of airborne pathogens, including COVID-19 and its variants within minutes of use. It's superior just to anything that we've seen, and we have done a ton of research. And we all know, right, there's a ton of air disinfection products out there. So it can get really, you know, it can just get really confusing when you're trying to find the right thing for you. And a lot of things can be pretty misleading. So we are really proud and, you know, really excited about this new product that we're adding to our product line.
Excellent. And you know what? Like you just said, we all talked and hoped that COVID would be going somewhere, like out the door, like a bad ex-boyfriend. And apparently COVID is just going to linger, right? Like the cranberry sauce.
I believe so. I believe so. I think we're sort of in for it, and it's long term, and we just have to really be aware and cautious and think about that.
Okay, very cool. So you also mentioned that there's like a ton of other air, you know, disinfectants out there, and there's products on that are on sale that people can get and use. So how is this one different?
Yeah, there sure are. And, you know, you see a lot of little portable, you know, air disinfection devices and, you know, different things of that nature. But it really comes down to the technology and the application. So the Shield air disinfection solution utilizes UVC LED light, and it's only been on this light. This particular type of technology has only been available for about the last 18 months. It's powerful. It's new. It's state of the art and one of the greatest known, you know, sources in eliminating virus. So this particular UVC light is in that 265 nanometer range. And, you know, not to get too techy on people, right? But if you're a person that is looking to invest and find the right thing, make sure you understand what you're buying. So there's a different spectrum with this UV light. And the 265 nanometer range is the most effective. And that's the light we're using. And that is what is needed to actually break through the surface of a virus and destroy the DNA. So this particular light spectrum, and when you're out there looking, make sure you understand that. Otherwise, you know, you're probably investing in something ineffective. But really, unique to Shield is that, number one, it provides continuous air disinfection. That's 24/7, 365. It's proactive at pulling the air into the light array, into the chamber where the air is disinfected. So that proactive issue is a big deal. And it's safe for use around people, pets, plants, and food, which is a big deal because we see a lot of things out there that are really good, right? But they're disruptive. As I understand it, this is the only product available that is utilizing this type of UVC LED light safely without the need for PPE. So really exciting.
That is super exciting. And you, I mean, when you say that it is personal protective equipment that's safe not only for adults and the air, you have other people living in the house and other living beings in the house. So of course we want that to be safe for them as well.
Absolutely.
So Lisa, of course I have to say, like, you know, I've seen other UV lights that are offered in local businesses, and you hear it on the radio now, like or even on TV, people are like, we have this UV light that will kill everything in the air, so while you eat, you're going to be protected. You know what I mean? So
yes,
those obviously different than what Shield is?
They are different. Really, they're completely different. And, you know, I assume you've probably seen the same things that I've seen. And you're talking about, you know, the mercury bulbs that some businesses are hanging. You'll see them above an entry door, for example. And that's what I've seen out there. But they are different. And if you think about UV, right, you think about what the job of the light is. Like that is supposed to do. It's supposed to kill virus, right? Now, you think about the fact that it's hanging above an entry. So that's where people enter, or anywhere in the space where people may gather. And it's up high because it has to be placed out of the line of sight to be safe. So there, you know, again, you're dealing with, this is very, very strong light, but it's not always safe, which is why things need to be placed, excuse me, up high. But it sits there, right? It sits there waiting for a pathogen to maybe come floating up so that it can zap it. And that's a very passive way of dealing with air disinfection. There's nothing about something like that that's creating circulation, which is one of the most important things when you're trying to disinfect the air. As a matter of fact, you know, if anybody really gets into this, there's ASHRAE recommendations that have been out there for businesses, right? Mm-hmm. About fresh air dumps. Bring the fresh air in at night, open up your vents, you bring in the fresh air, and, you know, it helps to circulate the air in the space and allows fresh air to come in, which is typically not infected. Mm-hmm. So that idea of circulation is one of the most important things that you're going to deal with. So while something like, say, a mercury UV light that's, you know, hanging up there can claim a high efficacy, meaning that the light does kill the virus, it's the fact that the virus can be floating around the room anywhere, and if it doesn't really get within a foot of the light, then the light's not going to be effective. So you have to be careful with these claims and understanding what these claims mean and how these products are being used. One of the greatest things about Shield is that it's very proactive. That's something different than most of these products you're going to see out there. We utilize fan technology to continually draw the air into the disinfection chamber to destroy those pathogens and then emit disinfected air back into the space. So, and that's a continuous process. We're constantly creating that clean air in the indoor space. And, you know, because Southern Climate Solutions, right, which we're right, moisture control experts, and we take that moisture out of the air to prevent mold, we focus on superior indoor air quality. Shield is a perfect fit for us and, you know, a great solution to add to our product line. So, again, we're, you know, really excited about it.
Yeah, and so also, I just want to remind everybody, you can hop into the conversation. If you have a question for Lisa, 850-437-1620, you can text. I see it right here. I do have a question coming in. Isn't the outside flooded with UV light already? And this is why we get sunburned. I guess you have to differentiate between that.
Sure. And, you know, I mean, it's typically, you know, the sun produces UV, and that's why typically they'll say, you know, being outside, right? There's less risk with outside, but this is for indoor spaces, right? And that's really the focus here is how to disinfect those indoor spaces properly to provide what we call a minimal risk environment. Right. So indoors has always really been the, you know, the biggest issue. How do I keep my business safe? How do I keep my customers, my patrons, my patients, you know, my family that's gathering at a restaurant? What's the best way to do that? And, you know, providing that minimal risk environment with the best technology, the UV light that is in the range to kill those viruses in a very proactive and continuous way. But the whole idea, right, of sunlight and UV is how UV really, you know, came about with being studied. And this isn't, you know, although these lights are new, the idea of UV killing viruses is a very, very old concept. We've known that for years. I mean, this goes back decades and decades and decades that they've used UV to kill virus. It's just no one has really figured out how to do it safely, right? You know, which is why you get into a lot of these things where, you know, you shut the business down, you disinfect everything, and then in the morning, everybody comes back in. But what happens as soon as they walk back in, you know, anybody who may be posing a risk, you know, that's entered right back into the environment again.
Right. Okay. So on that note, and please continue with your questions, 850-437-1620. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Lisa Murphy is here. She's from Southern Climate Solutions, keeping not only your house at a balanced moisture level, right? We don't want to take it all away, but also introducing their latest product, innovative product called Shield. And so on the subject of talking UV lights, I've seen them for like the AC ducts themselves. Is this similar? Like, does Shield work cohesively with the ducts? How is that connected?
Right. So it is an induct solution, but the lights that you're talking about are definitely ultraviolet lights. And the ultraviolet light is known, again, to destroy virus, bacteria, and mold. But these lights that you're speaking of are used to really keep ducts free of mold, which is a really important thing, of course. And, you know, as you know, us being moisture control and preventing mold, we're all for that. But as far as disinfecting the air in room in real time, that's not what you're getting with that type of a solution. Typically, this is a single light that can keep your duct free of mold. It's maybe 60 milliwatts or so. Don't quote me on that. But Shield is a light array. It's a ring system, if you can visualize that, with anywhere from 600 milliwatts to 1800 milliwatts of UVC LED light and fan technology to, again, circulate and disinfect the air in the room, not just the duct, continuously. So, you know, the bottom line is, you know, if you're going to invest in an air disinfection solution, know what you're buying. And it's hard, you know, you start reading about these things and it gets more and more confusing because, you know, claims are claims. Everyone can make the claim that their product eliminates 99.9% of virus because it's UV light. But the things that often get overlooked is the how. So, you know, back to that mercury, you know, UV bulb. Does it kill the virus? Yes. But it really doesn't disinfect the air in the room in real time. You know, the virus needs to float to it in order to be destroyed. So, you know, the question is, does that sound effective to you? Are you okay with that? And there's extremely effective UV products that are used, for example, in hospitals, but they can't be used in the presence of people, right? So in those instances, you have business disruption. So one of the greatest things, again, going back to Shield, is aside from providing that proactive and continuous air disinfection, it is safe. And that's safe for people, pets, plants, and food, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I can appreciate safety first. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to
exactly
and hold my nose or be wearing a mask because it's poison, that is for sure.
Right.
So, okay, Well, part of Pensacola Expert Panel obviously is bringing experts like you, Lisa, onto the show and being able to give you an opportunity to share what not only you offer, but the education that you have as well. And you bring so much and teach so much to us. So how important is it to be educated about these types of products? And is Shield just used in businesses? I know we've been talking about that like a lot, but also homes, right. It's safe for homes. I know we mentioned pets, but can it be installed in a home easily?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely for businesses and in homes. No doubt. Again, it's an induct system. It's a solution for any indoor environment. You know, we've installed it in businesses as well as personal residences. And there are several applications, which is great. It can be a standalone solution with its own duct system, right? So up in a drop ceiling or, you know, in a closet, or it can be added to most existing HVAC duct, or it can be combined with commercial dehumidification, which is, you know, provides that great benefit of mold prevention by eliminating the excess moisture caused by the high humidity. Plus it's taking care of pathogens in the room. And obviously that's our expertise, is commercial dehumidification and moisture control. But the fact that there are, you know, several different applications available that we've worked with is, you know, is really important. And, you know, again, I'll go back, the conversations that we have had with municipalities and local businesses, I mean, I can't tell you how confusing it can be, you know, for all of the research that needs to be done, you know, to find that right thing. And, you know, they are sort of blown away by Shield and, you know, what Shield offers, you know, and the fact that it is safe and continuous and proactive. So that's why we get so, you know, excited about it. It's just such a breakthrough, right? Especially in the times that we're living in now, you know, with COVID and this constant worry, this, you know, this constant fear is, how can I do this most effectively and most efficiently to protect myself continuously and create that minimal risk environment? And, you know, those are the questions people should be asking. And the hard part is the research. So I feel like we've been into this for about a year now. And, you know, and this is what we've come up with. So this is, you know, to us, probably the greatest solution that we have come across for both commercial and personal residents.
Excellent. So it's the dynamic duo.
Yeah, it is. It really is, you know.
Southern Climate Solutions is focusing on combining Shield with also commercial dehumidification.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in our region, and we talk about this, you know, every time I come on, you know, mainly this is our subject matter. I really can't stress how important it is to understand how high humidity, you know, affects our homes and our health. So yes, as far as the greater Gulf Coast goes, or any, you know, that southeastern region, you know, there's different climate zones, but particularly in our region, we do focus on providing what we consider to be the best solution to create the healthiest environment with superior indoor air quality. So, you know, here we deal with excessive humidity 12 months a year. Dehumidification is considered essential to a healthy home and family or business. We deal with so many folks that have dealt with mold for years, sometimes having to remediate several times and never being educated to understand that the underlying cause of the mold that they're dealing with is excess moisture. And if you don't address those moisture issues, remediation is an expensive and temporary band-aid, unfortunately. And mold, you know, like virus, is a dangerous pathogen. You know, it's not something you want growing in your home or in your crawl space if you have an off-grade home. It only takes, you know, one spore in your lungs to cause a really serious health issue. But even common things like, you know, skin ailments, respiratory issues, those can be caused by mold too.
Yeah, that's something that just scares us a little bit because we live in a very humid area. You kind of check, like if you check the weather, you're like, it's, you know, 85, but also 99% humidity. So you can't really escape it. But on that note, then, if you can't escape it, how can people just be more in tune with how healthy their indoor air quality actually is?
Well, you know, I'm glad you bring it up because it's a really important thing. An inexpensive way to understand, begin to understand your space is to invest in a hygrometer. It's a device that measures the indoor relative humidity. So everybody has a thermostat on your wall to know what your temperature is.
Right.
You should have a hygrometer in your home. Healthy levels of indoor relative humidity are between 40 and 60%. And that's according to ASHRAE, the Department of Health, and the EPA. If your indoor RH is over 60%, it's the perfect environment for mold because there's one thing that mold needs to thrive, and that's moisture. With our environment here being highly humid 12 months out of the year, and I don't care if you look at February when it's cooler, it doesn't mean it's not highly humid. It's just that the temperature is lower that you may not notice it as much as in the summer. We have high humidity 12 months of the year here. So our solutions at Southern Climate Solutions address that excess moisture, and they're permanent. With commercial dehumidification, your indoor RH will stay at those healthy levels to keep your home and your family protected from various hazards that high humidity creates, like mold, wood rot, even pests, particularly termites that also thrive on moisture. So, you know, all around, you know, in our area, it really is essential to make sure that your indoor RH is proper and to have commercial dehumidification protecting your space and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your home is one of your biggest investments. You want to protect it, you know. And I told you before, like, I don't sound like myself today. Our AC went out yesterday. It was, you know, when it's July 20th and that happens, Lisa, you just, you know, I mean, come on, right? And so it just automatically starts to feel humid and you just get uncomfortable.
Sure.
Overall. So you just hear in my voice how not getting a lot of sleep last night and everything is affecting me in just a day. Right?
Yes. Yes.
So you've got to see like probably a ton of different issues out there just doing the business that you do. So what are the things that most people don't know about when it comes to the issues with moisture and mold?
Well, you know, we do. I'm going to go back to your AC first. So interestingly, when your AC goes out, we do a lot of folks that own properties, for example, over in Portofino, that maybe rent their place out, or they don't. They own the place, but they aren't there all the time. They have one of our systems. They put their air on 84 and just run the dehumidification. Now, naturally, dehumidification, pulling that moisture out, is going to keep that space cooler because dry air is cooler. Like, for example, our thermostat almost always, like right now, it's on 78 and it's chilly in here. So you know, you think about that, and then you think about that, Jenna, because while AC, you know, while AC does help a bit,
right,
in our region, it is just not enough to overcome the humidity. It's just not. I mean, we see it all the time. People invest in very, you know, expensive ACs with dehu. You don't have enough runtime. You just don't. I mean, because it's constant here. But as far as the things we see, you know, we run into people that have dealt with health issues, you know, for years before finding, you know, maybe a specialist that related their issues to mold exposure. I mean, we hear some, you know, horrid stories. But you know, some of the things that can surprise people are that, you know, like, first of all, some of the most dangerous molds are clear. They aren't necessarily black. People think black mold, oh, that's dangerous. And sometimes that black mold is the least dangerous, you know, of the molds. There are certain molds that eat the cellulose out of wood. Right? That's why we deal with a lot of structural issues, so we can stop that before it gets too bad. You know, if you have wood floors, East Hill people, cupping wood floors are typically a result of excess moisture. So your wood soaking up that moisture in your home, your floors are going to cup. Our solutions, we have never not been successful at laying floors back down.
That's awesome.
We haven't been on, so it's, you know, great. People have actually replaced their floors thinking it's something wrong with the floors. So keep that in mind if you're seeing that cupping.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Oh my goodness. We're almost out of time, Lisa. So I want to give you an opportunity to give the website and the number so people don't have to deal with what I'm dealing right now and they can stay cool and humid controlled, right? Don't get rid of all the moisture. We don't want to crack, but give them them your website at Southern Climate Solutions.
Absolutely. You can look up look us up online at southernclimatesolutions.com, or you can give us a call at 850-319-7489. Again, 850-319-7489.